This is Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physical on Quares Calhoun, last name Calhoun, first name Quares, Quares, sorry, it's Quareese, Quares Calhoun. Place was Mission Point, Flint. Date was February the 23rd, 2023. New paragraph, patient profile. Mr. Calhoun is a 32-year-old male who came here from Hurley because he needs 6 weeks of IV antibiotics for osteomyelitis. New paragraph, chief complaint. Wound of the left lateral foot with osteomyelitis, and he also has a sacral wound, period. New paragraph, history of past illness. He is known to have T4 paraplegia from a gunshot wound around 2019. And he was admitted a month early after a right gluteal wound from falling out of his wheelchair, period. He underwent debridement and diverting colostomy, as well as debridement of the left lateral foot wound with biopsy, and was discharged with 6 weeks of IV vancomycin and ertapenem, period. He did not start the antibiotics or wound care at home, and then was readmitted February 11th for subacute rehab placement, period. He wanted to go to have them done at home, but then he left AMA and a PIC was pulled because of concerns about drug use. But he denies IV drug abuse and states he only uses marijuana, period. He returned to the ER, got a new PIC line, and was unable to manage the IV at home, so he returned for placement, period. He then came yesterday, February 22nd, to Mission Point for the antibiotics, period. New paragraph. He has no movement or sensation of the legs, period. He has decreased somatic sensation from about the lower chest down, period. He does feel abdominal pain, visceral pain. And he does have neuropathic pains in the lower extremities, period. He has neuropathy, period. New paragraph. He's here for the IV antibiotics, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no, he has decreased peripheral vision of the left eye only, but no other complaints, ENT, no earache, sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspneic cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, period. He states he had a stent in the aorta at the time of his gunshot wound. Respiratory, no dyspneic cough or sputum, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, do you notice urea or hematuria? Musculoskeletal, no edema, cyanosis, and he has good upper extremity range of motion, period. He is paralyzed in the lower extremities. Skin, he has a sacral wound, and he also has a wound of the left fifth metatarsal head with his osteomyelitis, period. There's minor wounds of left lateral ankle, left hip, and left hip, period. New paragraph. Past history is the gunshot wound as above, neuromuscular dysfunction of the bladder, osteomyelitis, paraplegia, dysphagia, which seems stable, insomnia. New paragraph, family history. His mother had Parkinson's disease in his deceased period. His father is alive and healthy and has HIV, but otherwise is not ill, period. New paragraph, social history. He admits to smoking and using marijuana, period. There's occasional alcohol use on weekends, but not severe. He's going to the University of Michigan, but actually he's doing online classes now, period. He had a fiance that left him and who was a caregiver for quite some time, period. He thus is taking an online course and hopes to graduate in April. He does that from home, period. New paragraph. Medications. Ertapenem, 1 gram IV, once a day. Vancomycin, 1,000 milligrams IV every 12 hours.
All right.
Doctor said 100 milligrams twice a day. Rivaroxaban 20 milligrams daily. Seroquel 50 milligrams at bedtime. And he was put on that at some point for insomnia. Norco 5 through 25, 1 every 6 hours PRN. Oxbutynin ER, 1 tablet daily. And Dancetron 4 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Hydralazine 25 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for blood pressure. We have hydralazine. Baclofen 10 milligrams 3 times a day. Paragraph allergy is an unknown. The paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill, and he's alert and oriented. Blood pressure 126 over 89, temperature 97.6, pulse 98, respiratory rate 20. Head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular movements are normal, ears normal inspection, yeah. Neck supple, no mass, no nose, no thermomegaly, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal S1, S2, faint systolic murmur 106, no edema, abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS cranial is grossly normal, period, he has complete paraplegia with no sensory function or motor function of his lower extremities, period, speech is good, period. He's oriented. Musculoskeletal upper extremity shoulder range of motion is normal. Hand grip is good. No weakness. The lower extremity is paralyzed, period. In paragraph skin, he has a wound of the...
Yeah, we'll just kill the skeleton
we have. We'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I can guess who's killing them, too. Mm-hmm. Gluteal area. That's relatively clean, and it's illustrated in the notes from the hospital, period. There's a wound of the left fifth metatarsal head laterally, and his osteomyelitis there, documented, period. He has a left lower quadrant diverting loop colostomy, period. New paragraph, assessment plan. One, he has osteomyelitis, and I will continue ertapenem 1 gram daily for 6 weeks plus vancomycin 1,000 milligrams every 12 hours for a total duration of 6 weeks, period. Two, he has paraplegia with spasticity and is on baclofen 10 milligrams 3 times a day. And he has neuropathy, and I've ordered gabapentin 300 milligrams 3 times a day, period. He's in Miralax for constipation, period. He comes to us on anticoagulation, which is Xarelto, 20 milligrams daily.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Hi.
He comes out presumably for DVT prophylaxis, period. The paragraph, Uh-huh. He has neuropathic pain and is on Norco every 6 hours needed for pain. And gabapentin for neuropathic pain period. His pain appears controlled at the present time period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.